Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Hello out there in Blog Talk Radio land. So, the earth is the Lord. You are in it. You're part of this earth. You're an inhabitant of this earth. So, you belong to God. Your decisions and your ability to choose is because that's just how good He is. He allows you to choose. He wants you to come and be with Him, to choose to serve Him, to choose to worship Him, to choose to allow Him to direct you into the right ways of doing things. And so it doesn't mean that it's not going to be fun. Actually, it is more fun because you know that you're safe in the arms of the Lord, plus you get to have your fun, enjoy yourself. They may not be the things that you're talking about, the wickedness or the adultery or the lying or the lusting and doing those things, but there are other things to lie. So if you've never tried them, you don't know what you're missing until you try them. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dillon, and we're going to finish our scripture now, Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world, and all who live in it. For He founded it upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hills of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessings from the Lord and vindications from God, his Savior. Such is the generation seek Him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory, you may ask? Psalms 24 and 8 says, the Lord, strong and mighty, is the King of glory. The Lord, mighty in battle, is the King of glory. So lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Psalms 24. Isn't it good just to hear about the King of glory? Comforting words for us today, it should be. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day and just for being with us and around us, like the walls around Jerusalem and wherever we're at, near or far. We just thank you for just being there with all places at all times. And we just thank you for your loving arms and protection. We thank you also just for forgiving us for our sins, which are many, dear Father. And we thank you for giving us the teaching us how to forgive those that sin against us, dear Father. It's easy sometimes for us to ask you to forgive us, and it's harder sometimes for us to reach out and to forgive those that are asking our forgiveness. But we thank you that you are the example, and you are the one that we can come to for guidance and leadance and understanding. So we just come to you saying, we love you, we honor you, and we praise you. We worship you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue to look at another psalm, shall we? Let's go straight into Psalms 25, and we're going to start at Verse 4 of Psalms 25 says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my Savior. feel like this song because it's clearly stating that it's different things out here in the world. It's acknowledging it's so many different people out here saying that they're going to be one. Let me show you how to do this. I can teach you how to live on the streets. I can teach you the ways of the world. I can teach you this. I can teach you how to gamble. I can teach you how to prostitute yourself. I can teach you all of these things, but we have to make that choice of who we want our teacher to be. And this is what David is saying in this psalm. He's saying, show me your ways, O Lord. I saw the ways of the world. I saw the ways of even my family. I saw the ways of my friends, my coworkers. Show me your ways. I saw the ways of the world. But show me your ways, O Lord, and then teach me. You got to have a teachable spirit. We spoke about that on last week, correct? Yeah. That teachable spirit. Teach me your path, and then guide me. You got to be willing to be led. Guide me into your truth, and teach me, for you are my Savior, my Savior. You're my hope. Is all in you, all day long. My hope lies in you. He says, remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. The mercy, your love, from beginning to the end, it's nothing that just started. He loves us. Thank God. I just thank you, Jesus, that you loved us before we even accepted you. Before we even decided to make the choice that, you know what, I want to serve you, I want to walk with you, I want you to teach me, you still love me. The behavior that we exhibit is not something that you would promote, but you still had genuine, unconditional love for us. Still had your arms stretched out. That's that love and mercy we're talking about. He still was there to listen to you, to hear you when you cried. And all you have to do right now is just cry out for him. Call on his name. God, I want to talk to you. He knows what your thoughts are, and he's willing to listen. He's willing to lay them all out for you. He's willing to show you the right and the wrong. He's willing to show you how to get through there. He's willing to show you the escape that he has already planned for you to get out of that mess that you have yourself in. We all have testimonies, and our testimonies come from the test that we are going and have been through. So don't let anyone mislead you by where they are right now. I don't care where they're at this time in their life. The interesting thing is can they open up their hearts and share with you where they've been, what it took for them to get there? It's easy for you to look at them now. And they're all publicized, and everything is looking good, and they're polished, and they're shined. But, you know, even dust gets on the most polished element. So it's just some dust flying around in their lives. So don't get so caught up, as sometimes we do, looking at what we think is going on in somebody's house. It's different to being a visitor than actually live in someone's home with them. Amen. You may find out who you thought that person was is only that person when they're outside of their home. You know, sometimes people act their best when they're outside their home with others. Inside of their home, they just really let loose. They let their hair down too far. So far that they disrespect the family. They disrespect the words. They disrespect all of us around them. You know, some of the people that we think is the most nice people or got it all together, if you hear others speak about them, they say, that's about the worst neighbor I've ever had in my life. So let's not get too carried away with that. But we should be able, wherever we're at in our life, we should still be able to open up our hearts and share some of our testimony, some of the tests that we have went through that gives us this testimony. You know? Some of the mess that we put ourselves through, that now we can stand before you with a message. So some of the things that people are going through is sort of looking at down our noses at them. Maybe we should be opening up our heart and just reminding them that what you had to do to get where you're at, that you finally have to just surrender and say, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me, O Lord.
for you are my Savior, and my hope is going to be in you all day long. Be an example to someone else is what I'm asking you to do today. Be a loving example. You don't have to be hard. Be a loving example to someone. And then we ask the Lord in verse 7 of Psalms 25, remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. So we ask him, and we should ask them to others, remind them, you haven't done nothing too bad that you can't ask to be forgiven of your sins. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. And according to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. You know, some people, I noticed that they have strayed a different course in their life. Some people walk the straight and narrow and did everything, you know, cool. And then they got up to like their 40, and they hit 40, and it was just like something changed for them. And they decided, you know what, I never really lived. I haven't did the things that I wanted to do. I raised kids all my life. I've been a mother. I've been a wife. Now I want to do this. And they may hit early midlife crisis at 40, 50. And so they go out and they start doing all the things that's like their youth. So when we're asking God to remember not the sins of my youth, it doesn't necessarily mean as a child or as a young adult. Wherever you're at, whenever you hit that spurt. And you can be rebellious. People can all say, you're too old to do this. Then why don't you come and chill out for a minute? By rebellious ways. Verse 8 tells us that good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his way. He guides the humble in what is right, and he teaches them his way. Good and upright is the Lord. That's why he's our example. That's why he's our leader. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his way. We're born into sin, but he has the way. He has the way for us. He has that escape door. We don't have to live in sin. We don't have to be bogged down with sin. When we ever stop sinning, we should be able to grow from that, from our sin. We should not be just sat there and continue to do the same things over and over again. Just like you've grown from an infant into a toddler and you keep going, that's the same way as it does. Some of the things you didn't know to say, but mama used to tell you that's not nice to say. Right? Daddy will tell you, no, if you do that out of line, if you do that again, you're going to be disciplined for that. In whatever way that he chose to discipline. But it was setting you up for growth. It was teaching you. It was guiding you. And I don't know who ever started the thing that you get 18 or 21 and no one can tell you anything else to do. That's a lie. That's just the enemy telling you a lie. You should continue to be disciplined. You're going to be disciplined on your job just living in this country. You're going to have to continue to learn something. Open up your heart so you can have a teachable spirit that you can want to share with somebody else. That you can have a spirit that you can learn from someone else. And God is an upright and good Lord. He is good and upright. So therefore, he is the instructor of the ways to go. He is the example of the ways that we should be. And he does. He's willing to guide us into his pathway of righteousness. He's willing to guide us into that safe harbor where he can. Remember not the sins of your youth and your rebellious ways. He guides the humble in what is right, and he teaches them his ways. It's a learning process, and that's why, you know, we have a wife. You say, I don't have time. It's not about your time. Time was given to you. Time, what did you do? What would you have done before? We don't know, but time is a gift from God. He doesn't work on time. It's for our sake. So as long as you have breath in your body, you should not have let anything or anyone take up all of your time. You've got to give back to the giver. Amen? You got to give back to the giver if you expect to learn his way. He's willing to teach you. Are you willing to learn? Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another episode and another just a short time just to be with you, Jesus. Every moment with you is more glorious and precious than the one before. And we just thank you, Jesus, for your comfort and your love. Amen. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dillon, coming to you from San Antonio, Texas. And if you've never just decided that I want to serve God, I want to see what this God thing is about, this is your time. You may have in your mind said that, you know what, I grew up in church. I've been around Christian people, but you know what, I don't want to do that anymore because I saw some things that turned me away. You're the one that I'm talking to today and then. I want you to learn how to delight yourself in the Lord, not into people. It's that simple. Get your eyes off of what you see around you. You're not going to tell me when you go into the club that you see everybody in there perfect and doing all the right things, but it doesn't stop you from going. You're not going to tell me when you go to see a movie that you're not walking in a movie that this person is, you know, has all kind of sexual intentions. But it doesn't stop you from going to the movie. So why is it that we're so eager to listen to the enemy as he tells you when you go into worship? Look there, look there, listen here, look what they're doing, look what's going on there. Keep your eyes on God. If you stay prayed up, he will teach you his ways. You know, maybe something that's inside of you, one of your talents that you have, that he wants you to get in that church and make a difference and change some things. I don't know. But I know he does not want you outside of his will. So if this is your time that you just want to come back to the Lord, I want to be there right now just to introduce you to him. First of all, he's going to be the greatest friend that you're ever going to need. He's never told a secret that's been told to him. He's the greatest doctor that you ever will meet. He's never lost a patient. Even in death, you're not lost. You gain. He's a lord in the courtroom. He's a mother to the motherless. He's a father to the fatherless. And he is our Savior. You see, we were born into sin, but he took out the time to come himself by giving his own precious son, who knew no sin, to come and be that bridge to bring us back together. So just repeat after me and you can meet this prayer. God, I am a sinner. I believe that you gave your only son, that he died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come live inside of me. Amen. That's all it takes. You can reach me at walkwithmegod at AOL.com. I'll be more than happy to give you any biblical literature to get you started on your way. Well, until the next broadcast, remember that we love you here. If there's anything we can do, let us know. But more importantly, God loves you more. Be the best you that you can be today. Okay? Bye-bye.